12. Samuel hears his name. Samuel was just a boy, living in the tabernacle, the great tent where the people of Israel came to worship God. His mother Hannah had promised him to God before he was born, and when he was old enough, she brought him to live with the old priest Eli. Samuel helped Eli, who was nearly blind. He trimmed the lamps. He opened the doors in the morning. He learned to serve. One night, Samuel was lying down in his place near the ark of God when he heard a voice call his name.
Samuel!
He jumped up and ran to Eli. Here I am. You called me. Eli said,
I didn't call you. Go back and lie down.
Samuel went back to bed. The voice came again.
Samuel!
He ran to Eli again. Here I am. You called me.
I didn't call you, my son. Go back and lie down.
Samuel didn't yet know what God's voice sounded like. He had never heard it before. So when the voice came a third time,
Samuel!
He ran to Eli a third time. This time, Eli understood what was happening. He said,
Go lie down, and if he calls you again, say, Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Samuel went back and lay down, and the voice came again.
Samuel! Samuel!
And Samuel said, Speak, your servant is listening. And God spoke to him. That night, lying in the dark near the lamp of God, a boy became a prophet. Not because he was powerful or old or important, but because when God called his name, he answered. God calls people, even children. Samuel was young, and God spoke to him directly. You don't have to be old or important for God to have something for you to do. The right answer when he calls is, I'm listening. 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 21.